Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Melee
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good and international
call. Interface complete.
Yes, yes it is. Gas X and Bino. Went to the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
Weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. it's some shit you gotta do to it. Well, why the fuck is it illegal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, sleeping. That's it. Don't testify. I'm just saying.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
So I'm buying drinks for law, you know. You're here, but acting like a no-show.
What?
If you don't want to buy my, there's the front door. Green light, John Legend, boo, everything's a go. Go show me that movie, you've been and touch your 10 toes. Now you rocking the boat, like a Leah in the flesh.
Yes,
as I take a toe, toe. As I move on to the next quote, yeah. Trying to get you in the back, cause it's dark about a coach. You know, my, I ain't trying to your flow. It tastes good like food, it got a skull. About to choke, choke, smell a real sweet with a special kind of glow.
Yeah.
But your boy wanna see you continue rocking the boat.
Oh.
About baby,
uh-huh.
My rock the boat with your thighs all crazy. My friends feeling high and all wavy. The flow is insane, watch me drive them all crazy. Got them all hazy, sipping on great gear. Then they realize they surrounded by straight cheese. They in the midst of straight G. Round table of thugs, remains in between them. And you got a slight chance to greet one. My rock the boat, you might believe him with a green gun. Never seen a true dawn, a girl, you just seen one. Type of cloth you cut from, you ain't never seen one. You don't want a chance, he's trying to give you a reason. The season, so please us, my stock teased out. Jump onto the wave and let your boat rock. Wanna see it move up and down like rice is at the rock.
Yo, yo, check it out. This is MC Light, and right now you're checking out DJ Smell So Good. Please believe it, it's the core DJs happening all day, every day, 2009. Time to shine, you know how it goes. Yak Radio Broadcast, YAC. It's MC Light in the building. Brooklyn, raise your hands, holla at your girl, Roughnecks forever.
Who the fuck is it? Yeah, y'all already know. At the motherfucking dope, we got goddamn Ashwood. Beam some motherfuckers up on here real quick, people. Get this Wild Eye Wednesday. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing, but some of y'all just need to smoke some weed. You know what I'm saying? Somebody
yeah.
just need to smoke some weed, man.
Economical.
Oh, shout out my homeboy. Said it, baby powder fresh. I instigate a lot of shit. Jake? Doing real big on the motherfucking bridge. And, yeah, I'm part of really just Sucker Proof DJ. Shout out to MotorHipHop.com. Cause, you know, we break real records. Core DJs just breaks a lot of motherfucking email blasts and shit. Yak Radio do the same goddamn thing. Yak Radio is your area code. A little Ning page. All the motherfuckers is a bunch of goddamn Ning pages and shit. I get tired of fucking for real, that goddamn .Ning network bullshit. Man, I get tired of that shit. Everybody mama got a goddamn Ning page. When you set up a fucking website and keep it moving. It's free.
Go.
Yeah. What's poppin', man? It's Wildin' Out Wednesday.
New shit, new day.
You know what I'm saying?
No week.
Riding hard. Yeah, I posted up last night. Brother Coco's boy, they're like, man, you just need to come back, man. I'm like, yeah, that was all I wanted to hear, you know what I'm saying? Not by the management, but by the Patriots, you know what I'm saying? Because I need to do that in order to build up my shit outside. Fucked around, I put the big boys back in. I got the real 15s in there now, you know what I'm saying? Because my other one, only one works, so I put the two working ones in there. So that bitch there, man, I had the little van shaking yesterday. Then the goddamn string popped on the fucking generator.
Damn.
I said, boy, Lord knows, boy. You know, when I get that bitch motherfucking running right, I'm telling you, I'm going to smash him, dog. Niggas already see it. I was out there last night with just a motherfucking mic and a megaphone, you know what I'm saying? Smashing their ass, dog. Straight up. I had everybody, the whole fucking management, come out and like, God damn. I even had punk ass Christian get mad at me because he think I'm finna take his crowd, which he know I can. You know what I'm saying? I already sprayed to them niggas, man. We finna have open mic out here. I don't even fuck what's going on inside that club. You know what I'm saying? And ain't no love for motherfucking, you know, the little night that's going on. I ain't got no love, homie. It's not personal. This is motherfucking business. But when niggas want to try to motherfucking take shit personal against me, I'm going to handle my motherfucking business. You know, and that's how the shit break down, man. I understand you motherfuckers. Y'all going to feel me, though. I guarantee you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Minding you all real out. That's what I'm talking about. Ready, Jay? But why in the hell you gonna do that, man, when you just go and set up a real website and then put your link your .Ning page up with the real website. That way you can, you know what I'm saying, sell merchandise and shit off of your real website with the PayPal. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna be able to do that securely through the .Ning network. That's all I'm saying. As far as them Ning pages and stuff, you can't sell shit off of. Not securely.
Yeah, you can't sell your shit on there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's the key thing about that. It ain't no one website, you know what I'm saying, that's key to have out there. So there's plenty of networks to join and,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, all that shit. It's a million and one of them motherfuckers. But,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, promotion.
Yeah, you got to have just one, you know what I'm saying, have one as a jump off of everything else. You know what I'm saying? That's how my website
mm-hmm.
is. It ain't really, it's free. You don't get a lot of, you know, it ain't unlimited bandwidth and shit, but you know what I'm saying? It's free. You get up to enough megs and shit to put you a couple of pages up, and them should all be promotion pages for some reason or another. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
well,
what I'm
using Ning to promote your shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I did. I just went back on there, updated it, and sent them a link to my site.
You got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Go on to all them bitches. And every time a bitch click, you know what I'm saying? They should click. Back to your main site, though. You know what I'm saying?
Back to your site. Yep.
Back to your main site. Yeah, yeah. But if anybody need a free website, go to, matter of fact, hold on. I got two different websites that do free website and hosting. And that's the whole thing behind it, is the hosting of it. You know what I'm saying? You can set a free website up all fucking day, but you got to get somebody to host that bitch. You know what I'm saying? To put it out there for you. Let's see. Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that. I guess if you buy the URL from Core DJ, from the .NET network, you can. That's your shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know they were selling them though. You pay for it, take the promos away and shit, promo ads and all that bullshit. Yeah, then it becomes real pay. Hey, what's up? Shit. Like blog talk, I'm gonna give up on this shit. But then when I find out I can get some goddamn, you know, spins for everybody, hey, keep it. No, I ain't attending no motherfucking show on Saturday, man. I got my own shit going on. I don't know what the fuck is up with these people, man.
Who that, buddy?
This amateur house shit, man. I ain't with that.
What's going on Saturday? What they talking about? Some open mic?
Nah, this is, hell, this is
my birthday party.
Let me see. No, special guest Lisa K Productions is having a gospel play on Saturday, February 6th at 7 o'clock. I ain't going, what the fuck you mean at 10? I don't attend no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't do no plays. Now, that's one thing I ain't going to do. I ain't going to sit up there and watch no motherfucking play. So she's trying to send out confirmations to see who all going to come. You know, and I ain't with that shit.
Oh, that's one of those maybes. Will you attend?
Yeah, but I'm like, I got shit to do this Saturday. February 6th, we got Joe G birthday party at whatchamacallit? Up there on Bush at the Caribbean Hut. Tom G and somebody else, Aquafool, gonna be performing, you know what I'm saying, for the birthday party. Matter of fact, if you want to come through, I know I can get you a spot there, you know what I'm saying, do your thing.
Yeah, hell yeah, this Saturday?
You feel me? Yeah, this Saturday and shit. So, you know, it's Joe G birthday, so you know we're going to have the cams set up and everything, you know what I'm saying? And definitely be, you know, doing what it do. Try to get ready for the jump off of next week, man. Well, Lord, please let me get this money stacked up, because Lord knows, boy, if I get $600, boy, y'all will not see me in motherfucking Tampa, Florida next week, boy. I will be motherfucking in Hawaii, goddammit, fucking right, looking around for Obama. You know what I mean? Shit. Obama, where you at, nigga? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Straight up.
Hell yeah. I'm hitting the road myself this month.
Yeah, where you heading to?
I got two big shows coming up. Going to Atlanta the 21st that week. I'm going up there. My brother, he got his own site, intertwine.com. He's throwing like a networking event, and he want me to perform. So I'm gonna head out to Atlanta that week, and then April, going to New York again. My sister, she got her own little site, showitoffevents.com. So she's throwing an event just like my brother, and she just basically want me to come through and perform for her event and shit. So those like the next two big joints I got coming up is Atlanta, New York. Atlanta this month, and then New York in April.
Oh.
So just those two. But Saturday, yeah, man, Saturday shit. If I could perform Saturday, I'll definitely be there. You can throw me on the list for that. I'll be ready.
I was gonna say. I got the video, the YouTube up now. I thought it was up correctly. It was actually mislabeled. It wasn't named. That's why nobody couldn't find it. But cameraman gone wild, you know what I'm saying, at Club Sky. Y'all can check that out. It features, all the females on a new song called Look At It, produced by Lady Cara D. But what it shows is during the performance, man, and after motherfucking Lady Duet, you know what I'm saying, did her little rap. Yeah, she threw motherfucking like probably $20 of ones out into the goddamn audience for the ladies and shit. You got this old 6'7" ass motherfucking cameraman standing his goof trooper ass in the middle of all of them. Yeah, this nigga, yeah, I mean, he's short. He ain't shortstop. This nigga D-bowed all them hoes. I mean, he pushed all, when them motherfucking ones going in the air, and I got all this shit on camera. This motherfucker literally damn near threw his camera to the side, pushed all them hoes back like a fucking condor or something. That nigga spread his wings and started pushing bitches back and started just grabbing all of the ones and shit. Ones. You see security, you know what I'm saying?
Damn,
you see motherfucking security helping his ass up, getting this bitch ass out the motherfucking way. And I ain't get the other scene. I think Dre D got the other scene on his camera and shit. The other scene was when after the fact, it was still a dollar up there. And Trader Event, whatever the hell's name is, he came up and he started talking. And the nigga seen the dollar. Oh, man, the nigga went in between the nigga legs to get the dollar, dog.
Oh, hell no.
Bruh, that shit, damn. Oh, man, that shit there was just too fucking funny, dog. I ain't gonna lie. That bitch there finna get some hits. Because that shit was some funny ass shit, dog. That was some crazy ass shit. Yeah, hold on, man. I gotta call Dre D ass, matter of fact, because we need to find out if he got the motherfucking, if he got the damn footage and shit. Right.
That's the Dre D.
Yeah, man, damn, I thought I had some damn economic pressure, man. Fuck! This world is getting crazy, people. It's an abundance. Motherfuckers found 700 pounds of motherfucking weed in the goddamn septic tank. Nigga can't get none of it. Some bullshit. That's some motherfucking bullshit. Yeah, security is about a pound on that nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? Security looked at the nigga like, man, what the fuck wrong with you, dog? What the fuck is you doing? Like, get your goofy ass the fuck up. All right. No, I can't play that. Party time. That's real. All right, let me call my nigga up. Y'all hold on 1 second, y'all. Call Dre D. Wrong number, hold on. God damn, Dre, you gonna answer the phone?
I'm from the city, nigga. From the city.
We're calling the Maximum Reality Radio Show.
You have reached the Sprint TCS voicemail
God
box
damn,
of 813-784-9741.
Going to see if he even motherfucking on the damn show. What the hell going on? Tell you what, we've been you calling nigga on his cell phone. How about that? Fuck with me.
Hell yeah.
Hold on, hold on. That's my song, man. Go back. That's my song. Man, what the is going on? I've been calling your request line, man. What's the deal?
Oh, you calling it?
Man, I called it twice.
You know, called it twice. Well, let me go and see what's going on with it.
I'm going to call the 398 number and the 784.
Okay, that's 398.
So we had to call you on the bat line. You know what I'm saying? This boy smells so good. Ashwood. We in the building.
What up, Dre D?
Smells so good.
What's happening?
I'm cold chilling like a super villain with it.
Hey, man, did you get a chance to look back at that footage, man?
No, I didn't get a chance to look back at that footage. Not yet.
Man, you need to check that out. I got one posted, but you got the continuation of the video that I got posted on YouTube. The cameraman gone wild at Club Sky. You remember when I took your camera and I was standing up there recording the chicks dancing? I mean, you know, everybody. Did you see when the damn tall ass lanky cameraman when Lady Duet threw the ones out?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the nigga that dived on the stage trying to get all the money?
Yeah, who's that?
That was the cameraman.
Oh.
That was that same paparazzi.
Yeah,
same paparazzi dude that, you know what I'm saying? So I got that. That's on your camera, but it was another part. It's like a part two to it because my camera went dead after I filmed him, you know, security helping him up. The other part is when Trent to event, or whatever his name is, when he came on and he started talking, it was still, he was like standing on a dollar, right? As soon as he lifted his foot up and like, you know, took his foot off of it, and the camera had seen it. Oh, man. That nigga dived through his legs, dog, to get that $1 bill, man.
Dollar bill.
Oh, man. So, you know, that's officially posted on YouTube. Shouts out to Bonnie Bon Shape. Keep bothering me about it. You know what I'm saying? It's, officially posted. And it's exclusive, man. That was one of the funniest moments of the night. And, yeah, man. Anyway, I want to call you, definitely remind you that you got that type of footage, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go pick it up, look at it now. Hey, man, you smell good.
What is it?
You going to the gospel play I think she said this Saturday. She's in your text book.
Not going, though.
Okay. Well, I'm going.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it ain't that. I just got another engagement. You know, February is the month of Aquarius. You know what I'm saying? I'm Aquarius myself. So, you know, next week on the 11th is my birthday. So this weekend, the 6th, is my homeboy Joe G's birthday. You know what I'm saying? Actually, it's like 4 or 5 people's birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I've already been invited to that prior to this text message.
Okay. All right. That's what's good.
You know, other than that, man, it's Wild Out Wednesdays right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Simulcasting, blasting across the universe. And, you know, hooking up with one of the hottest shows up on here, MaximumRealityRadio.com.
Yes, sir.
That's how we do it. On and off the internet, though. You know what I'm saying? Because our radio station carries off the internet, man. I don't think y'all think we just sitting here, you know, doing some, you know, part-time local type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what projects you got coming up, Dre D? I mean, what you working on?
Right now I'm just working on trying to catch up with some of the footage, and I got so much footage that needs to go on Facebook and MySpace and the YouTube, so
and all that.
Working on that.
Yeah.
And something else I got coming up that somebody invited me to. I got 6 events, and some of them from Facebook, some people from MySpace, they want me to stop by and cover shows on MC, the Red and White Party and Whiskey Joe's. They got a little activities coming up.
Oh.
I may need to have a secretary to keep up with it.
You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. If you ain't busy, then you ain't work.
Okay.
You know? I'm looking for DJ gigs, but somebody going to call me up. And asked me to DJ. I ain't saying no names because it's in direct relations to what we're doing. But you can get the gist of what I'm saying. But called me up. I give him a price of $150 for 3 hours for a kiddie party. And then the next day, $200 for an 18-year-old party. You know what I'm saying? 4 hours.
Right.
Okay, now who going to do something cheaper than that?
I don't know if a DJ would do something that cheap.
That cheap. But because I'm already looking out, because this is supposed to be, I guess, you know, new network collabos, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went ahead and, you know, really that gave you that break. How about motherfucker going, excuse me, I forgot, I'm on your radio too. How about the mofo going to send out a text message and then send it out to one of our contacts, and then our contact forward that to me, and the con- and the number and the message talking about, so hey, do you know any cheap DJs? I'm like, you can't, bro. You supposed to keep that in the circle, man. If anything else, you could, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you know, I can't afford that. This is coming from me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm giving you that price because you know what I'm saying? You secondhand in this. You ain't saying this is my party. This is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You coming at me like you hooking up somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, you know, everybody going to get to play a player discount.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, man, I was like, wow, okay. You know, they had a common courtesy to call me back, though, and say, you know, your services wasn't going to be needed. You know, some people just leave you. Some people do just leave you straight in the air, you know what I'm saying, butt out. You know, so
he
didn't do that. So, I mean, you saved yourself a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But then on the back end, nah, bro, I ain't feeling that.
Just like stanky wet drawers on the clothesline. They stanky, they wet, and nobody want to have nothing to do with them.
Oh, man. How's your show going today, brother? How's your show going, man?
Going pretty good. It's over the hop wind. Stanley, where I play gumbo music from the old school to the new school to some neato stuff and some smooth jazz. Put them all in and make a little gumbo, you know, spicing up now and then. You know, go back to the old school, like Return of the Mac, Mark Morris, you know, you pull them back in and put a little spice on them, you know, just a little over the hop wind thing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you need to change that ringtone up. Put some ash wood on there or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
or something. You know, Mary J don't need no help no more. You know what I'm saying? She's already the one. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
That was tiny, man. We need to get these local. I ain't gonna say the locals. Excuse me. These independent artists. You know what I'm saying? Really need to get your ringtones pushed out there. Because you see that it's real big, you know, kids go crazy about hearing something, you know, a piece of your song for some reason, you know what I'm saying? So,
true.
You know, and I was trying to figure out, like, dudes was like, man, you need to make some Wrecking the Game ringtones. I'm like, but, like, what, your phone going to ring? Wrecking the Game Entertainment. I mean, you know, what I'm going to say.
It's got to be something. I know Steve Harvey has his ringtones, but we got to make it something that. Legit.
Yeah, not that. Hey, pick up the phone. You know what I'm saying? That'll be me, if anything. Just Wrecking the Game. This smells so good. Pick up your phone. Phone, man. Hurry up. You know I'm trying to talk to you. You know I'm trying to holler. Pick it up. Hey, you'll be mad at me. Like, dang, I got to hurry up and answer this phone because this dude here.
Pick this phone up right now.
Man. I don't even know what kind of ringtone. Is this a ringtone? He taking it personal. Should've picked the phone up. Phone check, fool. Phone check. Pick it up. Pull some colors up in here.
There you go.
Hey, that's real, man. But, Dre, man, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, coming through. Hey, check this out, too. If you want something real interesting, but now I'm going to tell you. That this ain't really the content for your show. If you're doing like a Wild Out Friday or something, go to it's called SayNow.com. That was the number that I gave everybody to get the free phone number, the, you know what I'm saying, the fake phone number. And but what it is, it's also a chat line.
Oh, wait, you ain't say that now.
So, like, as I hang up, I'm going to call the chat line. But I got to hang up because they be on there, you know what I'm saying, wilding out. Some rooms you go into, they be wilding out. But the thing that you got to do is when you step up in there, you know what I'm saying, once you hear a couple of conversations, be like, hey, y'all live on the radio, and that shuts everybody up. Everybody be like, oh, on the radio. Oh, you got a couple of, you know, you got a couple of kids still, you know, out of school or whatever on there because they shouldn't be. So they still going to say they little off-the-ball, off the wall words, you know what I'm saying? But you actually start building up. That's what I've been doing. I just been, you know, hitting up and advertising, using it like, you know, the virtual Twitter.
Yeah, that's what's up. I tell you what. This is what I'm going to do for you then. DJ smells so good, you're going to give me that number. I'm going to make an announcement on my station, and I'm going to call.
Hey, I'm telling you now, bro. I'm telling you now. Now, the number I'm going to give you is my personal little message line. You know what I'm saying? Anybody want to call it, leave drops or whatever for your boy, you know what I'm saying? You can leave it. Press 1 to do that, but press 2 to actually hit the chat line.
Okay.
You know, it's going to give you that message and everything. It really is going to say this person ain't taking calls. If you'd like to leave a message, boom, press 1. If not, join the other callers, yeah. Press 2. So, and once you go on to the other calls, boy, it's like you taking it to a world of, like, what in the am I at?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For real. Now, I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
It's 813.
Yes, sir.
463-2975. What's the name of the chat? You know what I mean? No, it ain't no name to it. It's just going to say you're getting ready to join a chat room. And then once you do it, you're going to hear like a billion people talking.
It's really, like right there.
Yeah, it's like a billion people, so. Good luck, though.
Thank you.
Hold on a sec. Hey, what'd you say now?
I said you called me from the 7303 number, right?
Yeah, well, that's the house number. That's my house number. I'm actually calling you off the show. You know, I do my little.
Okay.
Until I do remote, you'll see all kind of numbers. And then I don't block my number, you know what I'm saying, because most people don't answer block calls, you know what I'm saying? Normally, I would block it, but it's all good. I ain't worried about nobody knowing who I am. It's the Internet, you know what I'm saying? I can find anybody's phone number if I need to.
Yeah, that's true.
So, believe you me, I find Wesley Snipes' email address, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It may be in jail, but you don't find it.
That's what I was looking for, you know? Yeah, trying to get an inside interview with the brother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Needs that. See what militant activities we got popping off for this month. You know, here's our militant activity, militant weekly update. You know what I'm saying? My brother Snipes.
Brother Snipes.
You can't even talk loud with him.
He is the black Bruce Lee. You know, he's the black Bruce Lee. So you know.
Yeah.
Keep him in the mix, you know?
Yeah, man. But I want to get him on for an interview because, man, I know he just real, you know what I'm saying, he's an instrumental character in a lot of people's lives, man. Not saying as far as, you know, music and stuff, but he's an influence in the way of, you know, his on and off character. You know what I'm saying? Brother done did a slew of movies, shows, you know what I'm saying? He been on, like, everything. And it's been all in a positive light. The only thing they can find this motherfucker on some goddamn bullshit tax evasion.
Yeah. Well, I look at different things, and he doesn't have a blemish on his record. And then, you know, it's always somebody trying to, you know, you got your haters out there. Always trying to find something to put somebody on somebody's record. So
yeah,
he'll get over it. He'll get over it. You know, you got your Whitney Houston's. You know, they trying to put blame things on her. She did her thing, but hey, she's back. That's what's important.
Oh, they don't want to let her back, though. You feel me? Because they people's just falling down. You see, Charlie Sheen almost killed his wife. Then his wife turned around. Now she got arrested for prostitution or something like that, or drugs, something major. You feel me? Yeah, man, it's been wilding out. It's been really, the stuff that's just been going on been really, you feel me? They're trying to focus it like the black folks are doing everything. No, man, y'all white folks is doing some diabolical stuff over there.
Hey, smell good. What's your cell?
My cell number?
Yeah. I gotta log you in my phone.
Oh, okay. 813-436-7106. And any of y'all out there playing prank calls, you call my number up, I promise you, you'll get the wrong person to play with.
I feel what you're saying.
But
smell good.
Knock
smell
yourself
good.
Out.
Smell good, but he'll make y'all smell bad.
Oh yeah, you could knock yourself out. You could knock yourself out because, hey, I call people phones and, hey, you know, I get what I pay for. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
You get what you pay for. If you can't handle what you're playing with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Hey. Well, hey, brother, we got the. Yeah, I got to roll up out of here, man. I got to get into my news. It's time for the nutty news of the day, man. And get to these headlines, you know what I'm saying? If you're looking for some funny news, you know, some stuff that ain't in the headlines, you ain't going to never find in the headlines.
I tell you what. What you do, when you start it, if you want to do it live on my show, give me a call back on my radio number, and I'll put it live, make it part of my podcast. I need something funny today, because...
I don't know, Dre. Listen, bro. Honestly, bro, we like a chick with cross eyes. We just ain't seeing eye to eye. You know what I'm saying? I mean, bro, honestly, when I do the news, I do the news.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about uncut, uncensored, and I'm gonna give it to you the way I'm gonna give it to you.
Oh, blood raw.
Yeah, you know, this the real R&R, you know what I'm saying? It's the R&R, brother. Real nigga network, you know what I'm saying? You know, we can't be just, you know, when I do the nutty news, I do the nutty news.
Okay.
Now, what I can do is, like, probably call you on Tuesday, and you be part of my language learning program, because, you know, I'm supposed to have Michelle coming through. And helping us out with the French. You know, I teach French all for the month of February.
Okay.
Yeah, on Tuesdays. Every Tuesday of this month, you know what I'm saying? You learn a different French lesson. We already did, you know, the Comment allez-vous? Yeah, how are you? Comment allez-vous?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we learned a little something, little basic greetings and stuff like that, you know, but we still sticking with our blackness. Queen my dog!
Well, I'll probably make that a regular on my show. And say, hey, you want to learn French? Come on here to smell good.
Yeah, and I keep that clean though. We know what I'm saying. That's an actual. I can actually do a G-rated show on the language learning, because you know what I'm saying. It ain't no time for the off wall stuff. So, you know, it's actually a clean show for the first hour of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you better get out the window when another news starts, because you already know what time it is. It's going down. But check out nuttynewstoday.com.
Okay.
And when you get a chance, nuttynewstoday.com. And, man, just check out the headlines. You know what I'm saying?
Nuttynewstoday.com.
And I promise you, bro, you will be like, wow.
Nutty News with an S today.
Okay. NuttyNewsToday.com.
Alright, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to read it first and fall out first before I get on the air.
I'll take everybody to it. There you go. That's real. Alright, y'all. We're going to get up out of here with Mr. Dre D of the Dre D Show. You know what I'm saying? Maximum Reality Radio. Hit him up at akdre1503@yahoo.com with your MP tracks. And bios, check them out on www.maximumrealityradio.com, where Adventures in Music and Talk is calling. So pick up the phone, fool.
You're calling that DJ smell so good.
I got to get that as a drop, too, man. You got to hook me up. I can keep running that. You know what I'm saying? What show is this? DJ smells. You know, I can't do it, but you can. You know. I'm about to run out of breath. You know, I got this smoker's cough. Now, smokers look like about four lungs about to come up. You only got two.
Yeah.
You know, the smoker about to cough up four lungs, boy.
Yeah, buddy.
For real, man. Hey, what's going down, man? Let me go ahead and beam you off real quick. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to click over and get into this nutty news. Ashwood, go ahead and say peace out on me.
All right, JD, be safe, man.
Yes, sir.
I hit you up.
Y'all already know. We out, people. Y'all hold on. All right. Get your ass out of the way, boy.
Around the world.
Hey, all the way around the world. Anybody know what time it is?
It's the nutty news of the motherfucking
day. Anybody
day.
Know what time it is? Get these motherfucking shit working over here. Get this shit working over here. Because it's time, people. It's mother time for the news. You know what I'm saying? Since we back on our show, we can motherfucking curse again. You know what I'm saying? you got to all be mindful of different people's shows you go to, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we put the bleeps on when we go over to Maximum Reality Radio. That is a worldwide radio station just like us, but they're FCC regulated. Imagine that. And we're not. So you know how we get down, man. It's going down. Shouts out to Trilateral Commission up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Said the baby powder fresh Jay. I don't know where Goofy Bone at, but he round the way. You already know. Body can't see Nutty News, people. I don't know they're a part time man that either. But Nutty News Today is provided your part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, crazy, off the wall news. Go check out NuttyNewsToday.com. And also check out the new hit song, man. Look at it. You know what I'm saying? Florida's finest females. You can go to www.youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good. It's the top clip at the top, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's going down, man. Check it out. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, man, I'm going to start this Nutty News off giving y'all a little motherfucking little words and words to weather. Word of the day for our weather word of the day is called circulation, which is the flow or motion of a fluid in or through a given area of volume. In meteorology, it is used to describe the flow of air as it moves around a pressure system in the atmosphere. Currently, it's motherfucking 58 degrees, mostly cloudy. You know what I'm saying? Humidity is up 72%. And the wind is at northeast, 8 miles per hour. And tonight, we'll probably get in a little bit cooler. I'm going to give you 36-hour forecast. Today, the high is going to be 67 degrees. And the low is going to be 52 degrees clear tonight. You know what I'm saying? With a high of 74 degrees tomorrow. And, yeah, your weekend is looking pretty all right. Friday, we got a high of 75 degrees, low of 58. Taking it into Saturday, a high of 64. Wow, we're getting down, low of 47. And Sunday, bringing that thing down again, 59 for your high, 45 for your low. And that is your motherfucking nutty weather for sure. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Let's go ahead and get off into this news. Anybody ready for the news? Yeah. Hey, dogs, I like cussing when I want. Yeah, man, don't mind with that motherfucking FCC bullshit. Regulate these, nigga. No. All right. Anyway, let me go ahead and get my little background music. Background music today is F1 Diamond with that God Loves the Hood, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. We going over here to France, y'all.
Yeah.
I know.
Bonjour.
Yeah. That's real. Bonjour. Bonjour. All right. Veiled wife cost man his citizenship. Damn. Yeah. France has denied citizenship to a man because he allegedly forced his wife to wear a full Islamic veil. The French immigration minister said in a statement Wednesday, the man was applying for citizenship in order to join his French wife in France. Yeah. The man was refused citizenship because he was depriving his wife of the liberty to come and go with her face uncovered. Hey, how the fuck are you going to force your motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, your way of life on somebody else? That's a French bitch, you know what I'm saying? She don't come from your country. She don't know nothing about that shit. Nah. What the hell is this? I already sent you my motherfucking email. All right. Shouts out to Stop the Bank, you know what I'm saying, Productions. All right, Del, I'll go ahead and send them my email. We in the UK, back in the nutty UK, man, where, oh, man, this has got to be fucking diabolical. But, yeah, they have a pill that help people live to 100 years old. Yeah, right. The breakthrough has come after scientists identified 3 super genes. People born with the genes are 20 times more likely to reach a century and 80% less likely to develop the senility disease, Alzheimer's. Even being overweight or a heavy smoker does not stop a third of those with the genes living to 100. So apparently they have a pill that will... All right, what the fuck else? Hey! Oh, sorry about that. We're in the motherfucking Alabama! Oh, man, did you hear about this shit? Stripper is awarded $100,000 because the boss did not stop her from a DUI. What kind of shit is that? A Jefferson County jury on Tuesday found in favor of a former stripper at the Furnace who claimed she was hurt in a 2007 wreck because the club failed to stop her from driving home after on-the-job drinking. Yeah, the jury awarded Patsy Hammaker of Bessemer compensatory damages of $100,000 and no punitive damages. Ain't that a bitch? So, a motherfucker tell you don't drink and drive, but it's their fault that you fucking left the bitch drinking, you know what I'm saying, or impaired. Like, they knew, you know what I'm saying, how impaired you was. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's some old bullshit. They just giving away money now. She must have sucked somebody up on the jury. You know what I'm saying?
What happened?
I got free hands and blowjobs for the whole jury. Just needed an acquittal. Man, fuck that shit. Let's get some motherfucking... Fat Boy Fresh featuring Tom G in the background. It's mad at me. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to Moscow, where a mugging victim didn't feel a 6-inch knife deep in her back. Damn. Yeah, incredibly, the 22-year-old who was knifed by a mugger on her way from work failed to notice the appalling injury and managed to calmly stroll to safety. When she got home, her horrified parents rushed her to the hospital where surgeons managed to remove the blade without damaging Julia's spine. Damn, how the fuck you ain't know the bitch stabbed you, though? You feel me? Damn, that's crazy. All right, one second. Back, and we back in New York. Shouts out to NYML peoples up there. Miss Sweet D Love. That's what I'm talking about. Representing real big. The day of the devil made him do it. Yeah. Imagine that one. An illegal immigrant who allegedly set the Brooklyn fire that killed five neighbors told cops the demons in his head led him to torch the crowded building. Yeah, sources said yesterday. Daniel Ignacio, 27, a Guatemalan national, was charged yesterday with murder and arson. He was ordered held without bail at his arraignment last night. Damn, he killed five motherfucking people in that fire, dog. God damn. That is crazy. What the fuck Guatemalans know about the devil and shit? You know what I'm saying? See? Come over here and get in that goddamn Americanized bullshit. Start believing in motherfucking religion. And this is what the fuck happens to you. I hear spirits in my head. They say kill four people. Just kill four people. What the fuck? Yeah, Martin said that shit on his little comedy special. That was us, bro. Y'all cracking all we talking about hearing voices in the head. This says just kill four people. Kill four people. And crazy that. Y'all crackers, boy. Well, Guatemalans. What the fuck ever y'all is. Y'all motherfuckers need some eradication. I got some, too. Motherfucker, play my eradication. What's going on? All right. Fuck it, then we have to move on then. The motherfucker don't want to play my shit. All right. Go ahead and get to a dance then. How about we get into a dance? See if we can dance. Dance, motherfucker. All right. Fuck it. Whenever the shit decides, we motherfucking start jamming. Let's go to Morristown, y'all. Yeah. We in old New Jersey. Shouts out to my New Jersey. I don't know who the hell up there, but shouts out to New Jersey people. No, matter of fact, that's old Juton. Yeah, shouts out to Juton up there in Camden, New Jersey, where a man shot his parrot for screeching. Wow. Yeah, we got a new dance in the background. It's my nigga Ashwood. Called the boxer, goddammit. A New Jersey man accused of shooting and killing his African gray parrot with a BB gun because its screeching annoyed him while he was watching a NASCAR race on TV. Has been indicted on an animal cruelty charge, and the charge carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $15,000 fine. God damn.
15,000?
15 grand and 5 years in prison. All right. All my pedophilers, listen up. All my pedophilers, listen up. All fucking pedophilers, listen up. Because Miley's 9-year-old sister, yeah, Miley Cyrus, yeah, 9-year-old sister, 9-year-old sister, 9-year-old sister is launching a fucking lingerie line for kids. What the fuck is wrong with you motherfuckers, man? Y'all got to be sick, man. All right. Noah Cyrus will be teaming up with her pint-sized best friend, Emily Grace, to launch a children's lingerie collection. The company's website describes the Emily Grace collection as having a trendy, sweet, yet edgy feel reminiscent of Emily's true personality. Man, y'all got life fucked up. You tell me that shit ain't child pornography. All right. All right. Hey, pedophiles, you already see. Now you just got to watch fucking TV now. See fucking little kids in some goddamn lingerie. Man, y'all fuckers are sick, man. If any parents letting their goddamn kids participate in that dumb shit, you need your ass whooped too. Oh, man, that is some fucking crazy shit. Yeah, that's a what the fuck one more game. Wow. All right, y'all, let's go on over here to Miss Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? We in Cincinnati, Ohio. Shouts out to Miss PC. Boom. Man, what the hell is going on with these parents and kids these days, man? I mean, you got motherfuckers throwing their kids out the windows, you know, driving their kids into the lake, you know what I'm saying? Shooting the goddamn kids, chopping kids' heads off. I mean, what in the fuck is going on? Because a man overdosed with child in car. I mean, y'all just don't give a fuck about the kids, man. What the fuck? Police say they found a Claremont County mother. Oh, my bad. I did say mom overdosed with child in car. Yeah. Passed out on drugs and slumped over the wheel of her car late Monday with her 6-month-old son in the back seat. Yeah. Jessica Parton, 24, of Mount Carmel, was booked into the Hamilton County Jail on charges of child endangering and possession of drug abuse instruments. I ain't never heard no shit like that one. Drug abuse instruments? What the fuck kind of charge is that? You find me with a blunt wrapper, you know what I'm saying? You gonna charge me with a... What kind of shit is that? All right. I'll buy that for $1, people, but we're going to keep on moving because we got to wrap this shit on up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's get on back into it. Shouts out to my co-host. I don't know where the fuck she at. Ain't heard from her, but, you know, it's all good. Because we in Australia. Shouts out to Miss Tasha XXX. Well, a man tried to hijack a bus Yeah, with a chisel. Anybody? I know what the fuck a chisel is. You know what a chisel is. The shit that, you know, you can chip off paint and shit like that. A chisel. Yeah. But the man boarded the bus, which was stopped in traffic, forced the driver off, and told the passengers to stay put. Yeah. However, he failed to start the bus before off-duty senior constable Michael Tillman arrived, and the man lunged at the officer with the chisel before fleeing. Are you fucking serious? My thing is, what do all you pussy-ass motherfuckers on the bus, ain't nobody wasn't packing nothing to go and stab that bitch in his neck, punch him in his motherfucking head? None of you hoes on the bus with them big-ass purses couldn't go up there and smack him in his motherfucking face? I mean, it's some real pussies, man. That's why shit getting hijacked and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers just let bitches do anything. Walk up on a goddamn bus with a goddamn stick pin and jack everybody and shit. Like, give up your wallets or I'm sticking everybody with this safety pin. Okay, okay, man. What the fuck wrong with y'all? All right. Going back over here to Phoenix, y'all. Phoenix, Arizona. Where man is guilty of kidnapping and rape. Yeah, the day released from prison. Well, you know, that's already institutionalized. Come on, y'all. 30-year-old man has pleaded guilty to kidnapping and raping two young girls the day he was released from prison. Yeah. Salvador Medina forced his way into a car and kidnapped two 15-year-old girls and an 11-year-old girl. He raped the two older girls. Later the same day, he robbed a woman by threatening to hurt her 3-year-old child. He was just one of them motherfuckers that say, man, I can't take it on the outside world, so I'm going to get out here and do something stupid. And y'all let him out. You know, if a motherfucker don't want to be released, you know, let that bitch stay in there. Shit. How you going to force a motherfucker just to, you know what I'm saying, leave some shit? All right. That's what happened. Yeah. Let's go on over here to motherfucking Telluride. Telluride, Colorado. Boy, some crazy-ass places in this world. Where they have a caution out. You guys better watch out. You got a nearsighted porcupine walking around. Yeah, right. The Telluride Ski Resort Ski Patrol put up the sign which reads, "Caution, leaping attack porcupine." Because stickers, the porcupine is nearsighted and sometimes has trouble telling fingers apart from the food offered to him by skiers. Why the fuck would you sit up here and try to feed a goddamn porcupine? What the fuck is people smoking on, man? Bitch, that's not a cat or a dog. That's not even a fucking cat dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the more experimental shits. You know what I'm saying? Fucking cat dog. Man, I don't know. All right. Shouts out to that crazy shit. Yeah. Wow. Where you at? The house?
Yeah, I'm at the house right now.
Oh, okay. You're at the house chilling. Huh?
Yeah, I'm in the lab.
True that. All right, y'all. We wrapping this mofo up. You know what I'm saying? Up in Conover, North Carolina. We're, world's dumbest criminals. Hold on, people. Yeah, Kim's Whimsies was asking me, that's your background music? Yeah, that's my transition music. You know what I'm saying? When I'm transitioning in between, you know, different things, I put my own music on. Boop, 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 scooby doo, boop, boop. Yeah, that sounds like the motherfucking McDonald's commercial, goddammit. I know. Shit, I'm loving it. All right, so we didn't finish this shit up, man, because robbers called police for help with a fucking flat tire. Man. Y'all already know who gets the award after this. North Carolina authorities said two suspected robbers were arrested. Yeah, after they called police police for help with a flat tire a few hours after their alleged crime. Yeah. Police say dumbass Franklin and stupid-ass Jennings called them from a Hardee's restaurant about 3 a.m. Monday, and a responding officer recognized the men from security camera footage, yeah, of the robbery and arrested them. Man, please, people, you already know what the fuck I'm finna say.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, wow. All right, people, that will conclude our nutty motherfucking news for today. God damn. Sponsor your apartment, nuttynewstoday.com. You already know, man. Don't never motherfucking believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking.
Don't forget to check out DJ Smells Good on the corner of 34th and Shelton Street in Tampa, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap and slow jam.
Damn right. Bring you all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my homie. Give me a shout out. Six Figures.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
And because today is Wild Out Motherfucking Wednesday, we're going to go ahead and wild out a little bit real quick, my own boy. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Tom Jizzle letting y'all hoes know out there. You know what I'm saying?
I see they told you I was a pig.
Coming right back. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. The Starship Smelly Fries. DJ smells so good. Got motherfucking Ashwood. No Sleep Entertainment. City J in a motherfucking building. Doing a real thing. Hey!
Thank you. every day. When I'm on the grind and I'm going away. When I'm on the road trying to do these shows. That's the way I eat, that's the life I chose. I know you get mad, but I be back home. Me and you, baby, got it going on. It's been 6 years and we moving strong. We gotta hold on to what we own. If you feeling kinda lonely, kick me through the phone. It's gotta be love cause I tatted it on. Since day one, I've been here. We got God in our life, baby, had no fear. When you ain't with me, better represent. You been with me through the struggle, now we doing it big. I love 100. I give it to you real, and that's the way that you want it. Cause I love you, girl.
My back shots is your favorite view. You're so hard like a strong statue. Love making we never screw. I'm your wifey and you my boo. 6 years going strong, who knew? The mother hoes didn't have a clue. What it took to satisfy you. All you needed was my heart so true. While I'm on tour in different venues, you make my life feel so brand new. And I ain't talking about material things. Just the love and the joy you bring. Something like an angel getting their wings. You make me grab a chick wanna sing.
Write a million songs, thinking about you, baby.
Yeah, that's new shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Nigga named Sko featuring Von and Von Shea and some other nigga on that motherfucker. But, yeah. New shit. You know what I'm saying? Blanding right here live. Record the Game Radio. And before I bring my homeboy, Mr. Ashwood, back up in the building, I was for the motherfucking. I'm looking for something real quick, though. Where the hell is my shit at? Somebody's been playing around. Oh. Alright, this is for all my motherfucking Aquarians out there, man. Celebrating the birthday. You know somebody out there celebrating the motherfucking birthday. Shout out to QC Party Star. It's coming right back. We're gonna, you know what I'm saying, getting more conversation and shit. But if you're celebrating the birthday, shout out to DJ Party Time. Shout out to Joe G. Shout out to motherfucking me. Shouts out to Dominique and her sister, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing February 13th. Shouts out to, man, I don't know, there's so many people celebrating the goddamn birthday, man. It's like, goddamn, you know. So big up to all my people out there celebrating their birthdays in February. Shouts out to Black History Month, you know what I'm saying. Make sure you go out there and read a motherfucking black book, goddammit. Make that your goddamn goal. Read a black book by a black author. And educate your motherfucking shit, man, on your own people. Queen my dog, goddammit. Crute to you. Oh!
Come on.
kill for my dog. Work with my dog, get paid. Fuck cold with my dog. That's real. I ball, he ball. For your birthday, we gon' buy out free ball. Brand new kid, brand new chain. Walk in the club, look a brand new lane. Right law, you lame. Trick on the horse. Ain't bitch on my dick while you on yours. They try hard, but them boys ain't mad. You need to roll with the boys, they bad. And my dog got a birthday day.
And what's that?
Down on that birthday day, girl.
It's my dog's birthday.
Yeah, man. Let's see here. Drag rap. Yeah, I send that over to you because everybody needs to have that party jam. It's the number one party song coming out of FLA, man. You know what I'm saying? It's universal for all birthdays, man. You play that bitch, I guarantee you motherfuckers going to be in that bitch partying. You know what I'm saying? Getting crunk like a motherfucker. Got bitches running all around, you know what I'm saying? You already know. And being my homeboy Ash Wood up in this motherfucker, man. Let's see what's popping like for the rest of the Dizzy. Did it work? Did it work? Timmy, get your puck ass out of the way, boy. Get your ass out. Boy. Shit. All right, man. Don't forget this Friday we got somebody from the Uncle F camp. You know what I'm saying? On feature Indie Friday.
Yes, sir.
Let's see what we got going on this weekend. If y'all hanging out, you know what I'm saying, over this weekend down in Tampa, Florida.
Florida.
We got a lot of shit going on. Really, it's gonna be a hot weekend, man. Got a lot of aquarium parties and shit like that going on. Shouts out to Dream, who's supposed to be throwing her birthday party. I thought she said tonight. I don't know. I got the motherfucker hit up to find out when it actually her birthday is. You know. Motherfucker, Ty, you better be in there. I ain't better be shit. You better hope I ain't got my generator fixed, because bitch, your party gonna be outside. Fuck around with me. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about the motherfuckers. They already know what's coming to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
telling you,
yeah.
They know. They know, bro. And I got the support of all real niggas. I already told them I'm gonna bring a gallon of gin out that bitch. We'll have free drinks. Hell yeah, I'll spend 18. You feel me? And give free drinks away, cause I don't need no haters talking about I'm selling drinks and shit. You feel me? No, I ain't. No, nigga, you gonna pay a dollar for the chaser or whatever. And I'm going to give you the alcohol for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Huh? Tear they motherfucking caps off. Fuck you motherfucker, man. Shut your shit the fuck down. Family. So, y'all happen to be down here, man. Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on. It's all really popping off at Coco's Lounge. You know what I'm saying? For some reason. Another. All right, who the hell is this calling me on the back line? Hello.
DJ
You got that, Dre D.
Dre D.
You already know, man. You still back live. What's happening? Yeah. Hey, come on now. Come on now. Bruh. Bruh, a 6-inch blade, bruh. Come on now. Come on now. Hey, I done been on a few drugs. And ain't none of them. I've been able to dodge some pain of a knife. You can stick me with a stick pin. You know what I'm saying? Oh, hey, what you doing? Hey. Okay. Did you call it? The number?
Hey,
I'm telling 813-463-2975.
All right, for the call right now. Thank you,
Smells. And the JD show? Yeah. Oh, shit. Fuck it, I guess we got to go in too. We might run into JD, you know what I'm saying? Here we go, y'all. We're going in for the last few minutes. Y'all already know, man. We're going into the Say Now chat room. Let's ride.
Chat with other people. To change rooms and talk to new people, press pound at any time.
When up or going down, nigga, I still do my thing. I'm real high, no, I'm sky, and I swear everybody need it. Everybody need to smoke weed.
Hello.
Just what happened is you smoke some weed, you be on the fucking phone. Rapping all crazy, and I don't even rap, but I'm rapping all crazy. Shit, chill, fall back. Chill, fall back before you get slapped. Yeah, I make everybody chill, make everybody fall. We the fuck back. Get down, stay down. If you get up, you gon' fall back down. It's about to be. Time's up. Like I said, up for something. Time's up, like I said. Time's up, like that's my thing. First game. Everybody young ain't here, this motherfucking thing.
Hello. Who's this?
Now shoot your ass 4 times for that weak ass rapping, nigga. Take that shit back to the drawing board. Get you some goddamn, I don't know. Go watch Channel 3 or something, because that shit there was, yeah, El Lamo. Really real. You might want to write some shit down and then
Hello?
Read that shit back on me. Cause,
what's up, baby? What's going on?
That sucked. Get my damn
Who's
jams
this?
Going on, man.
Huh?
Who's this?
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, what's your name?
Deja.
Deja.
Yeah.
Deja! Deja! Turn that TV off, girl. It's lightning outside. Oh, my bad. Stuck in my outcast. And let y'all know real quick, y'all live on the motherfucking radio, so y'all can go ahead and say y'all motherfucking say. But we jumping room live right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know. It's your boy DJ Smells.
Go ahead and rub the game real quick.
Go ahead and do your thing, man. Oh, shit. Hold on, man. Let me put a motherfucking beat on for you. Hold on.
Hello.
Let me see what you got, man. Go ahead, girl. Run your thing, girl. Do what you do. Let's see if I get this man a beat real quick, people. Y'all hold on. Hey, don't forget, man, I do Freestyle Fridays, though. If you is a rapper, I do Freestyle Fridays. You know what I'm saying? You can come through and rap against the world and shit. You know what I'm saying? Check me out. I'm on blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. We live every day from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is uncut, uncensored radio, so don't come on my shit with that bullshit, because your ass will get done in. Here a beat for you, homie. Go ahead, rep where you at.
In-house production team, don't write it out. Yeah, okay. I'm down in Florida up in Okalaka, where nigga get it real quick, dog, real shocker. Leaving motherfuckers blind in my city. Either you rolling with me or you getting rolled over, nigga. Real shitty, nigga. Off in the scene, posted with that green. If a nigga get it wrong, make his ass totally. Yeah, I'm doing my thing. How y'all doing today? I love to smoke. Hey, nigga. Huh?
All right, we go. Got a little, y'all, man. We got a little something coming out. Y'all hear you? Y'all hear
okay.
What time it is?
I ain't even finished yet.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
I got to spit a little more. Yeah. Heavy Chevys in them foes. Who is these little bro, nigga, all over the city, dog? Fucking bad hoes. Y'all know about me. Chilling real smoothly with a bunch of OGs that don't move nothing but keys. I be chilling and leaving these free hoes off on their knees. And you know everything with me is Jody Breeze, nigga. You know how the game go, fuck every day. Never hit the same hoe unless that bitch a lame hoe. Get that dough, nigga. Get that cheese. Leave a bitch on her knees with a mouth full of bleed, nigga. What you know about that, nigga? Spray all in her face. I'm this boy, nigga, Z-O-E, reppin' the Opa-Locka place, nigga. I'm part of the Zoe Pound. You know how it go down. Yeah, Earthquake and Haley, but still,
yeah.
We ain't gon' go down.
Yeah,
baby, what's up?
God,
I just had to get a hot 16.
You got
no,
to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know? But good job, brother. Keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Let me give y'all a little something.
Don't forget to check out DJ Smells Good on the corner of 34th and Shelton Street in Tampa, Florida,
bringing
all the latest hits and old school gospel rap.
That's real. You know, I rep my city down here, 813 Killsborough County. You know what I'm saying? On the motherfucking map. But I got to jump out of here, y'all. I was just jumping in this room, you know what I'm saying, to get some free advertisement on. That's what I do. And y'all want to check your boy out, man, hit me up. 347-237-5125, live on the radio. You want to send me some tracks, send them to smellybtr@live.com. Please don't send me no motherfucking clean tracks. I will send your shit back. And that's
Let's
how we
go.
Do. That's real nigga shit.
Yeah, this your boy, DJ Smell So Good. Regular Game Entertainment, CEO reporting live. 34 of Chelsea Street, man. I'm out here doing my thing. You already know how we bang. AKA Club Smell So Good. Late night, man. Come on out here and get right, man. I'll ask you for Tampa, Florida, man. 813. That's how we do it, baby. It's a place to be, man. You already know it's a $2 holler on a motherfucking mixtape. But I don't fake, man. I give it out here to nothing but any artist, baby. Any artist, baby. That's how we do it, man. Making them stars overnight. Breaking the game in the city. Doing it right. DJ Party Time. Y'all already know we stay on the mic. Check us out at Coco's Lounge, whatever night. Man, that's how we do it, running it back to back. And shout out to Mr. John New. Now, that's all you do. That's how we do, man. This is an 813 thing. We already coming through. All the way to the 408. Been a great motherfucking straight low records, man. Y'all already know. Goofy Boo. That's how we do it, man. We down in Tampa getting loose. Yeah. And all y'all artists, man, fuck with us, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. We doing it out here live, man. We real. And if y'all ain't fucking with us, I guess you're jacking off. Peace.
That's real, man. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Taking over the little chat rooms and shit. Much love to everybody up in there doing their thing. And we about to get up out of this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Live right here. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Shouts out my homeboy, Seti, Baby Powder Fresh J, representing Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. But that is the main reason, ladies and gentlemen, why I stopped doing motherfucking Indie Freestyle Friday. Man, please, y'all come up with that sugar bubblegum ass bullshit. Calling that rap? Yeah, all right, in the fucking ways. Nah, that was some bullshit. So, last song, you know, of course, going to be Miss Jadnu. You already know how we do, man. Look out for us, you know what I'm saying, in the near future, coming to a motherfucking city near you. And, yeah, we're doing what it do, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank everybody for riding out. And I'll let y'all on the flip side, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go ahead and drop with it.
Yeah. This is another Deacon Falls production. DBR
boys, track boys. My name is John New.
Better watch me when I talk, I sweep you off your feet. He said, love mama, girl, you're looking good like them girls in magazines. He made me wanna have a fling. He got his hands on my waist and he all up in my face while I'm shaking to the beat. He was grinding on me.
Your shoulders in.
The DJ, turn it up, that's my song, yes. Now, move your body like this, throw your hands in the air. Now look to the left, drop down to the ground, and bounce your booty up and down. And when you bring it back up, real them niggas with a smile, yeah, yeah. The jit call me too thick, put jaw on the track, I ain't on the fuck with.
Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster.
You want me, you all own me. I heard you in the streets bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the thunder's watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead, keep doing your dance. Baby, don't be scared. Come and dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come dance with me like you do throw on that E.
Make your shoulders lean. Rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys.